Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill. I'm driving in the car today, so I'm gonna pull a Russell Brunson. He actually did this when he first did his podcast. It was like marketing in your car. And so I'm just gonna do it. You're gonna hear some noises and things like that, but hey, it's all good. It's all about the content, right? So I am super excited to talk to you today about something that's really, really important. So Tony Robbins, as you probably have heard, he is huge on personal development. So personal development, kind of a funny side story. I remember Amy was talking to someone at church, and they were talking about like self-help. You know, you remember like the self-help books, like there's like, you know, the Chicken Soup for the Soul, or, you know, these different books that are kind of like around self-help. Well, now like kind of the new, she's like, she kind of viewed it as the new, like self-help is like personal development. Like that's how you like help yourself, which I think is really funny. But like, in my opinion, like, I don't see it like that. I actually see personal, there I got a motorcycle, but, I really see it as being something that is really to, I mean, I guess it does make yourself better, but to me, it's like just a way of life. Like it's really understanding that you can change, that you can do great things in this life, that you can impact the world. And that's what this podcast is all about, right? Like, how do we focus on faith, family, and impact? How do we do those things to make a huge difference, right? And to me, personal development is huge. And I think that we learn that from the scriptures too, that when you like change the inner self, right? When we change ourselves on the inside, naturally things on the outside change, right? If you just have a really bad attitude, I was talking to my son yesterday about this concept of like, if you think that you're not going to like the food and you tell yourself that before you even try it, you probably are not going to like it, right? You tell yourself enough things. And I gave him this analogy of like, you know, I love ice cream, right? Well, if I told myself every single day that I hate ice cream, do you think I'd believe it? Like, he's like, no, you wouldn't do that. I'm like, well, yeah, but maybe what if I did though? If I did, by the end of the year, I would totally hate ice cream, right? Because I told myself so many times. But anyway, so really with personal development, and I'll be talking about this, I'm sure, many times. But Tony Robbins is huge into personal development. He's one of the masters of it, right? He's been doing it for probably 45 years now. And so it's really powerful when you can learn from someone that has a lot of experience, right? Tony has been super successful in not only growing huge businesses, but changing himself. He's also helped millions of other people do that as well. So it's something I love to learn from, and I'll be talking about him, I'm sure, in the future. But one of the big things, he's like, these are like the two things that everybody needs to master, right? So if someone's been doing something for 45 years and they've helped millions of people do it, don't you think it's important to learn that? Like, don't you think it's important to hear like that to me? Like when I heard him talk about this, like, oh, whoa, I got to listen, right? I got to listen, because there's so much content out there. There's so many things. And sometimes it's like, okay, this is just like something else. But like the two things that over 45 years that he's really learned that you've got to master, like, okay, I'll listen, right? Like this is super powerful. And so with that, there's two different things that he talked about. Number one is the science of achievement, the science of achievement. So what that means is being able to figure out what is some sort of vision, what is some sort of goal, what is something that you want to do that you're going to make happen, and being able to actually go out and do that, right? How do you set a goal? How do you set an intention? How do you do something that you really want to do and actually make it happen? Like, and the reason it's called the science of fulfillment is because, you know, if you want to make $1 million, let's say, what do you need to do? You need to break down, well, what are all the different kind of transactions that I need to do? Oh, okay, well, if I have an offer that's $10,000, then I just need to have, you know, 100 people on that. And then that will be, you know, $1 million. Right. And so just this idea that like, then, and then what do you do? Well, you can learn from other people, like of all the tactics, all the things that you can do, there's just a science to it. There's like some numbers in there, that you can work backwards from, and you can go and do it. Now there is some, like maybe some, you know, psychology and some other things that you'll need to do to actually go out and hit that goal, right? And it's not just as simple as it may seem at times, right? But at the same time, it is a science. It's something that you can reverse engineer. I'm, you know, an engineering student, that you can really do that and work backwards and go and do that, right? Like that is possible. And so, you know, he talked about how like living life on your own terms is really powerful. And that's what you really want, right? You want to be able to live life on your own terms. I mean, for me, I really want to be able to have ultimate freedom, right? I want to be able to have freedom for being with my family, freedom, you know, financially and all these different ways. Like, that's a huge thing for me. And living life on my own terms, I think is a great way to put that. And so that's the first thing that he talked about, is that you need to learn how to do that. Okay. And then number two is the art of fulfillment. Okay, so the art of fulfillment, and what that means is fulfillment as in, hey, you are happy, you are content, you're excited about life, and you're grateful for everything that you, you know, can go through. And he talked about how it's really interesting because, you know, he's made billions of dollars now, Tony has, and Tony will have some people come up, and like, he talked about how he'll have multi-billionaires calling him up and saying that they want help with their business. Well, let me just say that again. He has multi-billionaires calling him to see if they can get help with their business. Now, sure, I'm all about like all of us continuing to grow and to continue to do that. But if someone's a multi-billionaire, do you think they actually need help with money? Do you think they need help with money? Like, probably not, right? They probably can figure it out, and they've figured it out before, obviously. But Tony said that a lot of times what happens is he'll have these people, you know, these multi-billionaires calling him up. And after he starts talking to them, he realizes that what they really want is they want some of his fulfillment, some of his happiness to rub off on them, right? Like, they don't just want the money. They actually want something deeper than that. They've made the money for so long, but they're not happy. And the thing is, like, you can see people like this that are very successful on the outside. Oh, they've made millions, billions of dollars. Seems like, how could they not be happy? And yet they get a divorce. And yet they're just not happy. And yet their family isn't with them, right? Like, there's all of these things that just figuring out this achievement side of things, and it doesn't have to just be money either, that it's not enough, that you really need to learn how to be happy no matter what. You know, he talked about, Tony did, about in Fiji. So he has like I think he has an entire island, which is just insane to think about. But he has an island in Fiji. And so he'll spend quite a bit of time out there. And when he first went out there, what he would do is he just was trying to think of all these things that he could do to really change the lives of the people in Fiji, right? How can I change their lives? What can I do that will really make a huge difference in their lives, that'll make their lives better? They don't have nearly as much money as we do in the US and all these type of things. And so he had this like notion of, I really want to be able to go and do that. But then he'd bring, you know, all of these very successful entrepreneurs out to Fiji as well. They would come and they would be figuring out, how can we do this? And he talked about how there was this guy in Fiji, and he was talking to him about, you know, about being happy. And this entrepreneur was just talking about how, like, hey, if I can just go out and do this, you know, then in 9 years, then I can really like chill with my family and do these different things. And then like, I don't have to worry about this and that. And there's a guy from Fiji there. And again, like, Tony's talking about how they're not seeking as much in that way, that they're here and they're just happy. Right. And so someone from Fiji talks to this entrepreneur and just says, well, like, why don't you just come sit on the beach right now and enjoy that time? Right. I mean, you're talking about doing that in 9 years. Why don't you do that right now? Right. Why don't you take that time to be fulfilled and to be happy right now? And not just in 9 years. Like, that seems like a waste to go. I got to cut off there for a second, but had someone call. I guess next time I'm going to do not disturb. But just like this idea, like, why don't you choose to be fulfilled right now, right? If you're always seeking the next thing and you're not fulfilled until you get that thing, then you're training your body right now that you just need to be fulfilled never, essentially, right? Because you just keep working towards that next thing. And then you get that next thing, but then you're working to the next thing. And so you're not doing that. And so that's why Tony talks about the importance of being fulfilled and the art of fulfillment, of being happy, right? And I've thought about this too, about, you know, sometimes in America, I feel like that we worry so much about, oh, well, like, we couldn't buy this thing, or we couldn't, you know, send our kids to this other thing, or we couldn't like do this or that, or we don't have enough money to do this, and all those things, which are all solvable. We can solve those things, but we worry so much about that. And then I think about, you know, people that I've met in like Venezuela or in Croatia that they just seemed happy, right? They didn't have those things. You know, in Croatia, when I was there, the average person had less than one car, right? Most people did not have a car. And yet here in America, Amy and I were stressing about like, oh, we have to have two cars. That's just so normal. Like, we just need two cars. It's like, whoa, you don't need two cars, you know? And just this idea, though, that we really just need to learn to be fulfilled. What's been really interesting to me, and you may be thinking this too, is, but like, what is the difference between seeking achievement and being fulfilled? Because I think sometimes, and I'll have to do a, you know, another episode about this too, but I think sometimes we think, oh, well, I shouldn't be seeking for more achievement if I want to be happy, right? I shouldn't, you know, be looking for more money if I want to be fulfilled. And to be honest, there's some truth to that. If you are just seeking money just for money because you think that it's going to make you happy, like, that's probably not. Now, more in your bank account and more to help you be secure and safe is typically going to help, right? That's going to help, but it's not going to be that solution. You still have to learn to be fulfilled and to be happy, right? You have to do that. And so just this idea that I wanted to reiterate to you is that it's so important for you to figure out, what does it mean to be fulfilled? What can I do to truly be happy no matter what? And that's kind of the irony in all of this, is we're seeking these things, whether that's achievement or making a difference or making more money or whatever that is, but we're also trying to be fulfilled at all times. And so honestly, one of the biggest things that I've learned with this is that being fulfilled is more about how you view things, and it's more about what's inside of you than anything else. And I think a lot of times we attribute that that fulfillment and that happiness to outside things. We think, oh man, once I get to this point, I'll be so happy. I just can't wait for that to happen, right? Once I do this and I'm not worried about this, then I'll be so happy. But my challenge for you and Tony's challenge for you is to simply find the happiness right now. Find the joy right now. Do what you can so that you can find the good and be happy right now. Like, that is very possible, and it's something that I 100% encourage you to do, because it will make such a difference in your life. It has for me, and it makes it so much easier to go out and to do those things as well. Because when you're stressed and when you're working towards something you really want to achieve and you're just not happy, it's harder to be successful. But when you are calm and still and present and you're happy and you're with your loved ones and you know that you're focusing on what matters most, then it allows you to really go out and to do those things that much better, right? Doesn't it? I think so. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed that. Just a reminder that, we need to learn the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment. And both of those are super important, and encourage you to continue to do both of those. And the biggest thing I would say that I've learned is just be happy, right? I know it sounds silly for me to just tell you, hey, be happy, Joe, be happy, Sarah, like, but you really can be. You know, I remember back in the day at church hearing about a guy that was stuck in the hospital. I can't remember if he had some disease or what it was, but every single day he would wake up smiling. He would smile almost every, like, all day, right? He was just smiling constantly. And it made me think, like, you really can decide to do that. And again, I know it's not as simple as just, oh, be happy, okay. But like, really, there is so much, it's so worth your time and your money to really understand the art of fulfillment, to really understand, how do I just be happy no matter what? And to be totally honest, the more that I do this, the more that things that used to bother me don't. You know, the more that, like, sometimes I would have this thought about, oh, why isn't this person doing that or whatever? This is bugging me. I just, now it's like, I just let that go. I just let that pass, because I don't want that to be a part of my life, right? I just want to be happy, and I don't have to worry about that stress. I don't have to do that. And so I encourage you to do that. One of the things that I'll, kind of tease you for in a future episode too is this idea of the 90-second rule. So you can be stressed for 90 seconds. Okay, I'll talk about that next time. But anyways, wanted to share that with you. Science of fulfillment, or of achievement, and the art of fulfillment. Super important to do. And you got this. And until next time, make sure that you go out, take care of those that you love, and focus on what matters most. And we'll talk to you next time.